It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is COVID-411, the latest on Omicron and other COVID variants and new hotspots for February 9th, 2022. The World Health Organization expects the even more transmissible version of Omicron, BA2, to increase in circulation around the world. What's not clear is whether or not it can reinfect people who caught an earlier version of Omicron. The agency is currently tracking 4 different versions of Omicron. Most states in the U.S. have confirmed the presence of BA2, though it's circulating at a low level with 460 cases confirmed so far. It's been reported Johnson & Johnson shut down production in the only plant making usable batches of its vaccine late last year. It's in the Dutch city of Leiden. The stoppage is temporary but should last a few months. It's unclear why the company did it, but the New York Times reports the facility has turned its attention to making another vaccine for an unrelated virus. Turns out it can be done. The Air Force became the second military service to approve religious exemptions to the mandatory vaccine, granting requests from 9 airmen to avoid the shots. Don't get excited. That's 9 out of more than 6,400 requests. The Marines have granted 3 religious exemptions so far, while the Army and Navy haven't approved a single one. 32 athletes at the Beijing Olympics are now in isolation facilities after testing positive. They've got to stay there 7 days. Organizers acknowledge isolation is difficult, and there is the possibility they'll miss competitions after years of training. So far, there have been 393 positive cases inside the Olympic bubble. If you lay awake at night worrying if Pfizer is making enough money, let us put your mind at ease. It will generate record-high revenue in 2022, expecting to sell $32 billion worth of its COVID shots and $22 billion worth of its COVID pill. And that's just for those two products. And yet, the company missed its fourth quarter revenue target, sending the stock down more than 5.7%. In the United States, cases were down 62%, deaths are up 25%, and hospitalizations are down 27% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending down since January 14th. The 5 states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Mississippi, Virginia, Ohio, South Carolina, and Pennsylvania. There are 28,795,422 active cases in the United States. The 5 areas with the greatest increase in hospitalizations per capita: Wyoming 15%, Montana 13%, Idaho and West Virginia 11%, and Oregon 8%. The top 10 areas with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times: Nome Census Area, Alaska; Whitman, Washington; Adair, Oklahoma; Craig, Oklahoma; Tippah, Mississippi; Wayne, Mississippi; Bethel Census Area, Alaska; Okmulgee, Oklahoma; Cherokee, Oklahoma, and Scott, Tennessee. There have been 908,816 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated, Vermont at 79.6%, Rhode Island at 79.4%, and Maine at 77.7%. The bottom three vaccinating states are Alabama at 49.7%, Wyoming at 50%, and Mississippi at 50.3%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 64.1%. Globally, cases were down 22% and deaths up 23% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending down since January 25th. There are 73,928,908 active cases around the world. The five countries with the most new cases, Germany, 212,724, the United States, 179,169, Brazil, 171,483, Russia, 165,643, and Turkey, 111,096. There have been 5,762,582 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to COVID-411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the COVID-411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Ever get lost in the supermarket?
We'll be your guides.
Three Squares is a trip through the enriched, multi-grain, high-fiber, sustainable, nutrient-dense wonderland that is the food industry. I'm Charlie Arnott, CEO of the Center for Food Integrity, keeping food trustworthy.
Susan Schwally here. I'm president of the food and beverage practice at the MPD Group. I can tell you why people eat and drink what they do.
And I'm Kevin Ryan, resident food scientist. I helped lead strategy and innovation at General Mills, and I'm now CEO of Malachite Strategy and Research, assisting companies in bringing innovative products to market.
Together, we are the Three Squares, dishing on the food industry.
We'll cut through the jargon and tackle the trends in a lightly sweetened, climate-friendly, organic fashion with the people who are shaping the future of food and beverage.
Whether you're a foodie or a food scientist, a connoisseur or a restaurateur, there's something here for every taste. We'll learn, laugh, and discover what's coming soon to your table.
So subscribe to Three Squares for free on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.